Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. You know, if you've been a part of these Monday morning calls for a few years now, you've likely heard me say that the number one most important book in my life is the Bible. No surprise there. I imagine that you would say the same thing. You know, the second most important book in my life, though, is The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren. I know that you might have probably read Purpose-Driven Life also. You know, for me, when I picked it up at an airport one day in 2002, 16 years ago, it was the wake-up call of reality that I needed in my life then. I needed a bold, no-holds-barred lesson on the fact that the purpose of my life is not about me, that I was born by God's purpose and for God's purpose. I needed a not-so-gentle kick-in-the-britches lesson for focusing that I was focusing on my goals and my ambitions and my purpose, that I would never find my life's work that way, that I would only find my life's purpose when I begin with God and ask Him what purpose He has planned for my life. You know, I've been a Christian since I was 11 years old, which has been a few years ago. And I was raised in a godly home. I'm raised in church, steeped in the Bible. But I'm also a product of the me first baby boomer generation. And, you know, I even though I had a great education, good career, great family, you know, I was lacking a true understanding of my purpose until I read Purpose-Driven Life. You know, as Colossians 1:16 states, everything got started in Him and finds its purpose in Him, in God. You know, I can look back on those days in 2002 and see how God began to make changes in my thinking and my priorities, my work, my relationships, my life, because I began living for His purposes. Now, let me quickly add, please know I'm a continual work in progress to this very moment. I have not arrived, nor will I ever really. Absolutely, none of us will. But goodness, I began a work, though, because God began a work all those years ago. And it's an important, crucial switch, really, that all of us as believers need to have to know that our purpose is not about us. It's about God. You know, I have no doubt that you've probably traveled this same journey of discovery, and no doubt that you probably got there sooner than I did. But perhaps you might have friends or family who haven't gotten there yet, who are still trying to find their purpose by looking inward at themselves or outward at other things. They are asking how to live life to the fullest, which, as you know, is the topic that we're dedicating our study to these next several weeks. We already have discovered that the first of our 10 priorities for living life to the fullest, the first one was to master your mindset. A couple weeks ago, we discussed that. And then the second priority was growing gratitude. Now, today, the third priority for living life to its fullest is prioritize His purpose. His purpose. You know, Paul, in writing his letter to his dear friends, the Philippians, while he was in prison, gave them what I think of as a first-century purpose-driven life message on the purpose of life in the book of Philippians. Let's take a little bit of a look at some of that in Philippians 1 in chapter 12. Philippians 1 in chapter 12 and a few verses after that. Philippians 1, chapter 12, Paul is writing this to his dear friends living in Philippi who are new believers themselves, and he is in a prison in Rome because he has been talking and teaching and preaching about Christ. He writes, "Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me is really served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. Because of my chains, most of the brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice," it goes on to say in verse 19, "for I know that through your prayers and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, that what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or death. for, to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And he goes on to say in chapter 2, verse 13, for it is God who works in you, to will and to act according to his good purpose. Paul's purpose, he said, was to live as Christ, to die was gain. He knew his purpose was to preach Christ and him crucified. You know, Paul had been gifted with the gift of incredible oratory skills, but until Paul's encounter with God on that Damascus road that day, Paul had been using his oratory gifts for his own purposes. God showed Paul that day what God wanted Paul's oratory skills to be used for God's purpose, to preach Christ and him crucified. So Paul, having committed his life from that point on to God's purpose for his talents, Paul could now say that whether he lived or died in prison, he would be satisfied that he had lived well and pleased God and fulfilled God's purpose for his life. Paul teaches us to prioritize God's purpose. Whatever our gifts or talents or career path, that when we live life to its fullest, we do so when we allow God to use us as his vessel for his purpose. It's not about us, as Rick Warren writes in the very first line of chapter 1 of Purpose Driven Life. It's not about us. No, it is all about God. We are made for his purpose, by his purpose. That is living life to its fullest. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First telebible study time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.